I'm here with Adrian Campbell, who's involved with Transition Town Lewis. So could you tell us a little bit about this Transition Town movement, please?
Well, the whole movement started less than 2 years ago in Totnes, when a guy called Rob Hopkins decided to see whether he could get his community to create positive action for a better future with far less fossil fuel, which is, of course, what is in danger of extincting us.
Okay, and what sort of principles does it use, or strategies, or...?
Well, it's based on the idea of an energy descent away from fossil fuels, a gradual and managed and planned and creative and ingenious energy descent across all sectors of life within our communities. So, for instance, with food, what would it take to live on very, very little fossil fuels, say, in 20 years' time? How could we produce our food? What would that look like, smell like, taste like? You know, and what would that involve? What are the steps that we would need to get there? So transition towns are about creating small positive steps towards fossil fuel free for future, but also coming up with an energy descent plan, a 20-year plan to get off fossil fuels. So there are about 600 communities around the world now, just within 2 years, coming up with these ideas. And I'm involved in Lewis, which has been going for a year and a half, and we've already had some incredible stuff that's been happening. Lots and lots of people, 600 people involved.
Okay, and that's people, like, was that from established communities before, of like green activists or eco-heads or hippies or whatever, or is it a very mixed kind of community that are participating in this?
Yeah, it's very mixed. It came out of the blue, out of nothing essentially, and it formed from, say, about 15 people, none of whom really knew each other. Just for this common aim, but also it's really important to work with the groups who've already been doing a lot of groundwork for this, both campaigning but also positive actions. So yeah, we're trying to work with all the different groups.
Okay, and what sort of, for example, to kick it off, like, how did a few people say, oh, let's just do it, and then publicise, or could you tell us how it grew?
Yeah, the main way it happens in most communities, and there are 12 steps actually, that's now sort of there's a way to do it that's described in Rob Hopkins' book, but also online, 12 Steps to Transition. You just form a core group of like-minded people, or you just might start with one person, then just call a meeting to see who turns up. And then you spend a few months just raising awareness of the issues, climate change and peak oil, and then after that...
And that might be like films, talks with speakers, or...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Inspiring speakers, films, yeah, the lot. And then there's this wonderful thing called Open Space, which is like a community think tank where you can get together and talk around issues. It's very, very egalitarian and inclusive.
Is that something that happens everywhere, or just in Lewis, or...?
Well, we've done about 5 of them in Lewis, but it is one of the 12 steps, is to do open space events.
And what, just to, like, is, where does it happen, or how do people...
Okay, well, what we did with the core group was we found a venue, and a date and a time and place, and and then we figured out what the question was. So one of the open spaces was called, how will Lewis feed ourselves in a life with far less fossil fuels?
Okay.
And so given that question, we invited very widely, and whoever turned up, were one of the principles are, whoever turns up are the right people, whatever happens is the right thing, and you can move about. What happens is you start in a big circle, and people just come forward with bits of paper saying, I want to host a meeting about orchards or beekeeping or community supported farm. Then you put them up on a grid of times and places within that space over the day, and within half an hour you've got your day's workshops all sorted out, and then the whole thing just runs itself without facilitators. It's a really egalitarian way, and then you come up with masses of ideas that can then feed towards the way, you know, the way that you're going to come up with solutions.
And what, one of the things, just from listening to this excellent phenomenon, which seems just grown so greatly in Britain especially, is the kind of sense of empowerment that people have, because a lot of time people feel, I'm aware that there's this environmental crisis, but I just don't know what to do, and I don't feel that there's any option, I don't think we can change it. Whereas this transition town seems to offer one way that people can just easily get involved and then start doing it, and with that start to really feel that massive change can happen and will happen.
Absolutely. Rob Hopkins says that we can use our sort of collective ingenuity. It's not that anybody has the answers, but together we can, with creativity and courage, we can come up with the answers together. And I think that's the big thing, is doing it together, because that is so more powerful than feeling like you're on your own and you're powerless. Actually, we found in the last 18 months we can do tremendous things. In fact, in a month we're going to launch our own currency in Lewis, which has had international press. Everybody's incredibly excited about it, and the local brewery is coming up with a brew called the Banker's Draft.
Brilliant.
To celebrate the occasion. And then we've got Barclays Bank are going to actually issue the Lewis pound. So there's like quite creative stuff going on there.
And just one of the ideas that, like, in recent years that we've seen a decline in community for whatever reasons. But is this something that which is bringing back that community and that sense of connectedness and ideas and just celebration and making new friends and knowing each other and really having deep, profound experience of living with people?
Yeah, totally. I mean, many of us didn't know each other before this, but we have created a community. And it's not just the people doing it. It's about recognizing that in the age of oil that we've just really gone through, the big age of oil, and that we're coming to the end of the age of plentiful people. We have broken a lot of our relationships. A lot of the relationships that were in place over generations have been broken because of this sort of globalization and the disparities in wealth and the fact that we no longer respect our local producers, farmers, traders. We don't recognise that they are an integral part of our networked and community, which creates resilience and happiness and mutual support. And I think transition towns have the opportunity to reconnect all of those broken ties. And we're re-networking ourselves within our land, within our relationships with each other. It's subtle, but it's really essential thing.
And then, for example, some of the proposals that you've made, like, for example, has there been proposals or actions to make new gardens or to bring in certain policies?
There's lots of initiatives around growing. We're holding an open edible garden thing this autumn. We did a celebration of local food just a few months ago, and we were working with local farmers to talk about how we're going to feed our community in an age with much less fossil fuels. Yeah, lots of things, both practical and also theoretical. Lots of discussions and practical actions, starting up car clubs and creating community bags and working with schools, creating little films together. And
what's just another, like, what's been the kids' kind of participation or idea about? Because I think it's getting the kids involved and them actually driving many things is a huge part of all these processes.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the kids are really excited about it. They've got far more vision than the adults because they're much less, prevented on sort of the yes but factor that we've all grown up with. But my sort of feeling about kids is that actually we are the generation that's really fucked up this planet. We've really kind of used it far beyond its capacity. And actually we are the generation that has to make fundamental change within our own life. The wealthier we are, the more privileged we are. And that's why I think Lewis is a really important place to be making the transition, because it has got some very privileged people there. I think that, we are the ones that have to sort of start to make amends for the damage that we've done so far. And also to remember that life with less oil is going to be, in many ways, a lot healthier and happier and more resilient and a much better kind of life than the life that we've created so far.
And I think, like, apart from all the positive things that this is doing, like increasing the joy in community, making it more beautiful, making more excitement, which are amazing things in themselves, but the really critical thing is, like, if we don't make these changes, that if this model of how we live at the moment keeps on going, our species will die. That's the critical thing about this.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've got everything left to lose.
Yeah, so anyway, listen, so hopefully see you soon and, I don't know, eating an apple up in Lewis or something. Oh, actually, one last thing. Could you tell us about the film?
Yeah, there was this great film that was made right at the beginning of Transition Time, Lewis, by a young guy called Keith Ellis. And he just went out with his camera and he was interviewing the people on the street, saying, well, what do you know about climate change? And so, and then he's done this little rap at the end of Everything is Made of Oil. And he put it together within a couple of days. That was just something he wanted to do, and he put it online, and it's gone around the world and inspired lots of people.
And it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah, look up the on the Transition Town Lewis website. It's really funny. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
And but then that wasn't it that it got played because it's only 3 minutes or something, and it got played before all the main films or something.
Yeah, we got the local cinema to play it in the months before the launch, the unleashing of Transition Town Lewis. We got the local cinema to play it before the films, and that was pretty impressive too. Yeah,
excellent. So, and then just I've been asking people just their last message to all the people in the world.
Yeah, just come to climate camp, and if you can't come to climate camp, just start to make a stand about what you love. And you know, if you love life and if you love this planet, then start to make a stand. Everybody has to start doing this.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Okay.